So there is a boundary for everything in our life. There is a boundary for food. Do not cross the boundary of food. Do not cross the boundary of clothes. Do not cross the boundary in housing. You need a house, but it should be for your need, not to show others that I am rich. Then you are crossing the boundary and you are a sinner. And also there is a need for transport, but when I am buying a car just for luxury, that is, I am crossing the boundary. Crossing the God's way is a sin. Sex is divine, because God created man and his wife. Even before they committed sin, God blessed them and said, you will be fruitful and you shall fill yourself in all the earth. But God has put a boundary in your sex life. But what is the boundary? Your partner is the boundary of sex in your life. When you cross your wife for sexual needs, you are violating the rule of God. If you cross your husband for your sexual desires, you are violating the rule of God. If you cross the boundary, you are a sinner. Can you say amen?
Amen.
God has put a boundary in your life, in your family life. If you cross the boundary, you are violating the rule of God. And you are a sinner. In Jude verse 23, it is said, stay within the boundaries where God's love can reach and bless you. Stay within the boundaries God has set you. Only then God's love can reach and bless you. Don't cross the boundaries. If I am swimming in a sea, suppose I can swim for 1 kilometer, then you should swim only 0.5 kilometer because you need to come back. You understand, my friends? So the 0.5 kilometer is called the point of no return. If you cross the point of no return, still you can swim, but your capacity to come back, it is lesser, and then you cannot come back. You understand, my friends? So you need to know that your capacity to come back, you need to know where is the point of no return. Many times we are walking away from God. When you are swimming away from God, sometimes you say, okay, let me swim some more so that I can come back. Some people say, don't worry, pastor, I will come back, I will come back. Sometimes when we are warning people, hey, don't do this because you are going away from God, you are going away from God. When we warn them, they say, I know that I am going away from God, but don't worry, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, I will come back, pastor. Only these things. Hallelujah. But many times, you know what happens? They think they can come back, but they have already crossed the point of no return. My dear friends, if you are swimming away from God, now it is time to turn back and go back to God. If you are crossing the boundary, then God's love may not be able to reach you. I used to say, there are two things that drives us. Things that I want and things I need. There are needs and there are wants.